Bushun in dinawe magani dug. Beshiko benesi a quay in digo mang in du dame. Ga osisqua jimakag in dunjiba. Ga misqua wako kag ninda. Elaine Fleming in dishin a cause. And me great minno be modesty win. Me great for this good life, this long life, and this place that I live in. This place of trees and lakes and rivers. This place of my people. And I welcome you to History of Leech Lake. So I'm going to share with you some of the games that we used to play with. We used to play a long time ago. And even today we play these games. And the information that I'm sharing comes from a paper written by Timothy J. Rolfs at the University of Minnesota Duluth. The paper was titled, When Everybody Call Me Gabe Benace, Forever Flying Bird, An Ethnographic Biography of Paul Peter Buffalo. And this information then being shared to you is from Paul Peter Buffalo, who is a man who was born in 1900. And so, today I asked a man if he would make some lacrosse sticks for my grandchildren. And my grandchildren, Giwaden, Gaye Shuniawe Gishik, Gaye Zungade Imin. And these ones are Zungade Imin. He just turned 2 years old. And Shuniawe Gishik, he's going to turn 4 years old on July 5th. And then Giwaden, he'll be turning 5 years old on July 31st. And anyway, I wanted to know if the man would make them some lacrosse sticks. Because, you know, you can go to the stores and you can purchase bats and balls for little kids. And so I wanted this a traditional type of game that they could begin playing and tossing the ball around to each other so that when they got older, then they could play lacrosse. So that all being said, I found out to have those three sticks and another stick made for my son would cost me $300. It was just a little bit too much money right now for me to spend. But when they get older, I certainly will give that kind of money, because to make those types of lacrosse sticks, it takes great skill and time. And this man, he hand splits these sticks from ash. And they're very durable. They're steam bent ash with deer hide pockets, and they're meant to be played with. And so a long time ago, the Ojibwe people, they played all kinds of games. Besides the moccasin game, you know, you can go to the powwows, like when you go to Mille Lacs Lake. They're always got a place set off where you can go watch them and you can join in and play the moccasin game. And now you can go to places around here too, and the children are being taught how to play the moccasin game. But the Ojibwe people, they really like to play lacrosse. And in the canoe days, the Ojibwe, they'd come from different communities and reservations, and they come long distances to play this game of lacrosse. And they used to land by the lakeshore, and that's where they'd play. So Paul Peter Buffalo said he saw that game played at ball club. And the last time that he saw it played at ball club was 1912. They played it right by Daigle's Landing, he said, by Willow Beach, the Willow Beach Landing. His mother said that there used to be all kinds of big games there years ago. You'd see them playing, and that's why they call that place Ball Club. Ball Club is east of Cass Lake, going down Highway 2, about 30 miles from where I live. And the name of the game, Bagada Anik, is that name of ball club. Buffalo says, Bagada An is the way we call this lacrosse playing place of ball club. And ball club is named after that game. So it wasn't a religious game. It was something to do as a team. Teams would play it. And you could get as many people on a team as you wanted. But there's usually 7 or 8 or 10. They'd play as any group, but they chose the sides, and Buffalo says they choose them mostly from the family and from neighbor groups. And it was mostly a friendly game, but it could get rough. And sometimes they'd play it in do-dame groups, meaning, what is the English word for that? I can't even think of it. It'll come to me, I'm sorry. And when you play in groups, you play for the team of the area where you lived. And so there's Chacha Bonning, there is Sugar Point, there would be Onigum. And so you might be on teams from those places and you'd play against each other. And so they would play by divisions, and those divisions are those areas that I just talked about. They talked about the pillagers who would play against the Mississippi Ojibwe. And the women, they would play too. They could play really well. They would pull up their dresses just above the knee, and they'd get a belt or a rope, and they'd tie their dresses up there. And that way that they could run really fast. And they would be on both sides, and everybody would run really fast. And the women would get rough too. The mother said, "Oh, gee, we used to really play that. Then we talk about it and laugh about it, how we'd used to run. We'd take that ball and run, and when somebody'd overrun us, you'd better look out." Some of them would get really mad playing the game, and those women would get really angry too. So there was betting on the game, just like when you try to beat somebody with cards. And in the moccasin game, there was betting, and they would bet anything, horses, rifles, anything that was of value. They would bet canoes. And sometimes the women would bet too. And then Buffalo talks about how there's stories about how long time ago that the men might even bet their women. But he said in these times they didn't do that anymore. But a lacrosse club is a big stick, a white ash stick with a basket on the end. And they call it a snowshoe tree, that basket. And the ash stick has a little hoop on it, that little pocket on top. It's kind of like a hockey stick, except it has a pocket, a little sack on the end. And you'd use that pocket to pick up a ball, and you'd run with it. And, it's similar to hockey, except you run the ball in the air up and down the field. And they'd use anything for a ball. And when people would always be trying to knock the ball out of the lacrosse stick of whoever had it, and then they could pick it up. If you got tired of carrying it, and you saw somebody who might be able to make a score, you would throw it to them, and so you'd move the ball up and down the field by tossing it to each other. And if sometimes they would run into you and knock you down, sometimes they would actually hit you with the stick, but the stick was really thin, and so it didn't necessarily hurt you. And it was a game of fun. It was a rough game, but it was a game of fun. And Buffalo said the kids didn't play lacrosse. They didn't play the moccasin game, but they would watch the adults play it, the men and the women play it. And nowadays, the children are being taught to play it in the schools, like at Bogonegishig. And the children are being taught to play that game. There, I know one of the teachers is Jerry Morgan, and I know he sings a song that goes with the game. There's another game that the women play, which is called double ball. And I've played that, have made the double balls themselves, which is kind of similar to lacrosse. You have a stick, and I used deer hide, and I made two little balls, and I sewed inside of the ball some white rice. And I sewed up those deer hides into little balls, and then I tied them together with buckskin string. And what you do is you take the sticks and you toss those double balls back and forth, and you have to catch them with the stick. And you move that double ball up and down the field in the same way. And when I would play it, and if you've ever seen me, you'd be surprised how hard I play that game, because I am intent on getting that double ball down to make my goal for our team to win and to have fun. Ojibwe people in some of the games that we used to play, lacrosse and ball club Minnesota. Mi gwech bisendawiek, mi gwech mi you.